there's a... let me see here. Scuttle-buttle-dee, scuttle-buttle-dee, scuttle-buttle-dee. Well, you know, generally I'll talk about anything. The only topic I will not discuss is that of Estella. You listen, you big, you big, you God. Many's the time I slam the door. Oh, yeah? That's how you feel? Go clomping down the steps, mawang, chips clickety-clacking. Slam the car door, fishtail out of the driveway, taking the mailbox off right at the stem, whack. Dragging it under the frame, the undercarriage of the Biscayne, sparks flying. It was so ornately engraved, the grease Nellies, it said on top of it. By the time it got to the end of the driveway, it just said, yeah. And we didn't even fix it, we just stuck it back in the ground like that, as a brutal reminder that love does not live here. And so, like many men in my position, I turned immediately to the bottle. The only way I could face Estelle is if I had a schnootful. So I'd stop away on the way home from work and I'd knock back a few doubles. Just so I'd get half a bag on. Just to listen to a little bit of her bitch and then I'd be able to pass out. Spend my night comatose. And in the morning, oh, it was a nice romantic morning, I'd get up, vomit, and leave. That was my marriage. Well, she got pretty tired of my drinking. Especially toward the end. I'd come in like in a damn stupor. Stupor. Reeling through the doorway. So one time she figured she'd try to shock me out of it. She figured she'd make me think I was having the DTs or some kind of hallucination. She goes to the costume shop, knowing full well I'd come home drunk, and she rents a devil's costume. Horns, tail, damn pitchfork, everything. And she hears me belching and reeling my way up the stairs. I come barreling through the door, and there she is in that devil's costume going, she said, "I'm the devil." I said, "Oh, are you really? Well, it's nice to meet you. I think I married your sister."
The Grease Man, DC 101.